Shalom. You are listening to The Set Voice by Pastor Randolph Ajay. This podcast will help you clearly identify God's voice in this season of uncertainty by solidifying your walk with Christ. And now, let's hear the word of God for today.
Shalom. My name is Pastor Randolph, and I want to invite you to this edition of The Set Voice. Today, by the grace of God, I want to deal with a very, very, very interesting or very, very important subject. This is something that is very, very dear to my, you know, to my heart. And I believe that the world is gradually robbing the saints of all the blessings God has for us in the way of, you know, bringing about philosophies and ideologies. And one of the things that is prevalent in our generation is the independent spirit. It's the independent tag. You realize that there are many women that are up and coming, and they have this mindset to be independent, independent women, independent men. And now this whole thing of independency is bringing about a whole lot of, you know, feminist ideologies and masculinist ideologies, people that think that they can be all they want to be by themselves and that they would never need anybody in their life. Let me be very honest with you. Your next prayer answer, the next answer to the prayer you prayed to God today or yesterday, is in the hands of somebody. It would take somebody to become an answer to the prayer you've asked God, or to the things or the petitions you've placed in front of God. If it's a case where you were seeking the face of God for a job, God is going to bring that job to you through somebody employing you. If it's something whereby you have placed something in the eyes of God in the eyes of you basically wanting to do a business or own your own company, well, it's going to be people that would be buying or soliciting your services. God has created the world to operate in such a way that we are dependent on one another. The independent spirit is a spirit that is from hell. It's a spirit that is full of pride, and it's a spirit that is saying that I don't need anybody, and even more so, it could go to an extent where it means I don't need God. I want us to read the scripture. I just don't like, you know, just speaking for the sake of speaking. I always want to base my ideologies and my you know, concept on the word of God. And I would want to read the word of God in the book of Ecclesiastes, the chapter number 4, the verse number 9 to 12. The Bible says that two are better than one. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Let me read it again. Ecclesiastes, the chapter number 4, the verse number 9 to 12. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them. Also, if two lie together, they would keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. The scripture that we just read talks about the necessity of having people around you. Now, you need to understand that God, when he created man, even God recognized that man was not meant to be alone. Now, the scripture we just read in Ecclesiastes, that most of the times, you know, scriptures that are read in during weddings, and most of the time we quote this scripture to basically talk about the necessity of a man marrying a woman or the woman marrying a man. But over here, the Bible is not just talking about a married couple. It's just talking about how important it is that people would have the right people around them and rely on the strengths of the people that God has placed around them. The Bible declares that as iron sharpens iron, so does a man sharpen the countenance of his friend. The Bible Bible says that if you walk with the wise, you shall be wise. Now, let us understand this. The independent spirit is a prideful spirit. The independent spirit is a spirit that says that I can be good all by myself. I don't need any man's help. The independent spirit is the kind of spirit that is ridden many, many, many people from receiving the blessings of God and receiving answers from God, which is wrapped up in packages of other men and women who are in the form of colleagues or friends or, you know, whatever you would call it. You have to understand that God has, you know, knitted your life together with others to ensure that these people become part and parcel of the journey to make you the kind of person that he wants you to be. God never intended that man must be alone. God never intended for man to be operational by himself. God never intended that man will look to himself to fulfill whatever he wants to fulfill without the need of God. And without the need of man. Now, just look at, you know, the cross. We have the cross in two forms. We have the vertical and we have the horizontal. The vertical reaches from down to up. It reaches up to down. And the vertical reaches from side to side, from the left to the right, from the right to the left. The cross, which basically signifies, you know, the relationship of God and mankind. The vertical aspect talks about the relationship between man and God, from top to down and from down to top. And the side which goes from horizontal side to side talks about man's relationship with man. So Jesus Christ summed up the whole law in two folds. When they asked him, what is the greatest of the law? He said, you love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your mind, and you love your neighbor as yourself. Now, John says that if we claim to love a God that we have not seen, but we hate a brother who lives with us every day, then we don't even know God in the first place. That means that God has wrapped himself in man. And sometimes how you relate with men, you know, talks about the state of your relationship with God. Now, listen to me. You would need people in your life. You cannot survive independently. You were born by somebody. You would eventually marry somebody. You would give birth to people. And when you die, let me tell you, it would take people to bury you. Nobody gave birth to themselves, took care of themselves, nurtured themselves, grew themselves, took themselves to school, married themselves, built a job for themselves, bought from that same job, were their own owners and ended up being the customers and would die and bury themselves. No. All the significant phases of your life is going to be, you know, placed together by men. Like I've said consistently throughout this, there are prayers that you are waiting for. God is going to answer these prayers through people. Let us look at our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Even Jesus Christ being God himself, the Bible says that when he came onto the face of the earth, Jesus did not do everything by himself. Jesus Christ, after he's been baptized in the Jordan and he's full of the Holy Spirit, and the Bible says that, you know, the Holy Spirit leads him to the wilderness to be tempted by the devil for 40 days and 40 nights. When Jesus Christ comes from the wilderness, what happens? The first thing he begins to do is not to go about, you know, just doing all the great things, but he began to call Peter and James and John and began to call his disciples in place. Jesus first and foremost formed his government. He formed his cabinet. He knew that even though he's God, he would need Peter, he would need James, he would need John, he would need Philip, he would need all of these people. He called them so that these people would help him fulfill his assignment on earth whilst he also helps them to fulfill their mandate on earth in the same place. So even understand that Jesus, who is God himself, needed man in his life. He needed men in the journey that he took. Now, let's look at a very interesting scenario. Jesus Christ, you know, who is God himself again, is on his way to Gethsemane. The cross is on him. You know, the soldiers are beating him. They are spiting him. He's going through hell and high water. A lot of things are happening. The Bible says that it got to a place that he got tired. And what happened? he had to, or this, he had to find somebody else to help him carry the cross. There was a man who was called Simon of Cyrene. You know, he had to find him to help him carry the cross. Jesus even needed help in carrying the cross. You need help to carry your assignment. You need help to carry your vision. You need help to carry your mandate. You need help to bring all your dreams to pass. And this help would come in the form of friends. It would come in the form of colleagues. It would come in the form of leaders. It will come in the form of a spiritual father. It will come in the form of a pastor. It would come in the form of you know, a brother. It would come in the form of a sister. Everything that you need, I repeat, God has wrapped all the answers you are seeking for and all the solutions you need in your life in people. And this means that you must love people, you must cherish people, you must not treat human beings anyhow, you must value friendships, you must value relationships, for you never know who holds the keys to the next step of your life. One of the lessons that my spiritual father constantly taught me is that relationships are expensive than money. My spiritual father always taught me that relationships are expensive than money, and that if I have an opportunity to choose between money and relationships, I should choose relationships over money, because relationships with people can take you to places where no money can take you. Have you ever seen a millionaire who has full of money, who has a lot of money in his bank account, dying, and this money can't get up to feed him? He has to go into the hospital, and probably nurses that are earning minimum wage are the people who are going to be surrounding him and helping him to come back to life. Money is good. Money is a great tool. Prestige is good. Prestige is a great tool. But never muddy relationships with your fellow colleagues and with your fellow men. Not just the people that are ahead of you, but even the people that are also beneath you because of money or because of your prestige. Why? Because it will get to a place in your life. It will take people to hold your hands and take you to the next level. In the same way, it will take people to demote you from this level and bring you to a level where you ought not to be. And this is why I find it very, very painful when I see many, many young women and men of our generation walking in so much pride and being very disrespectful, because they feel like they are independent and they don't need help from anybody. There are people that, of course, I understand, you know, they grew up in very tough situations, in very tough conditions. They saw their fathers abusing their mothers. They saw their mothers abusing their fathers. They saw how their parents had to go through hell and high water. They had to go through, you know, through a lot of struggle to get them to where they were. And these became motivations to do well. Well, one of the things I want you to understand is that motivation to do well does not mean motivation to do away with men. Motivation to do well in life does not imply that you have to be motivated to do away with people. It does not mean that you have to be motivated to do away with men. Because like I said, men are the very people God is going to use to bring you to the next level. Somebody will say, well, Pastor Randolph, what do you mean? If I have people around me who are not helpful, should I be with them? No, I'm not saying that, dwell in toxic relationships. And I'm not saying that surround yourself with people that are not going anywhere. But I want you to begin to, you know, break that kind of notion that you are good by yourself. You are independent. I'm a strong woman. I'm a strong man. I work hard. I play hard. I don't need any help. I don't need any man. I don't need any woman. That is a statement of pride. And it is inadvertently you also saying that you don't even have the need of God. Because if God, like I said, is going to reach out to you, God would reach out to you through men. Nobody has ever met God given a job in an office. Nobody has ever met God in a supermarket buying products from a certain shop. God answers prayers through people. God answers prayers through men. God reaches out to people through men. God, you know, uses man to be a blessing to man. And God has tied the destiny of men to men. The word of God says in the book of Genesis, the chapter number 12, that God said to our grandfather Abraham that I would bless you, and through you the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Meaning that the blessings of the nations of the earth was tied to the blessings of Abraham. Your blessing is tied to somebody, and somebody's blessing is tied to you. God has called us to be interdependent. He has called us to be dependent on Him first and foremost, and He has called us to be dependent on each other. Therefore, when someone is reaching out to help you, don't, you know, debunk it. When people out of a sincere and genuine heart want to be supportive, they want to push you, they want to, you know, be helpful, don't deny these people the opportunity to be of help. And sometimes when you are denying people the opportunity to help you, you are also denying not just yourself, but these people of their blessing. Why? Because there are some people that would only be blessed when they bless you. There are people whose assignment is to bless you so that they can be blessed. And when you begin to refuse what these people can do for you, you are telling God, you know, not just me, but I also want to deny these people of their blessing. That's why the Bible says that he that gives to a righteous man would receive a righteous reward, and he that gives to, you know, a prophet would receive a prophet's reward. Therefore, you know, apart from you not reaching out to people, when people are reaching out to you to help you, to offer help and support in any way, shape, or form, don't go about denying them because of your pride, thinking that you don't need anything from anybody. You really need somebody to be who you are. And people need to be a blessing to you so that they will be blessed. Listen, you are someone who is worth being a blessing. Don't fight the people God used to reach out to you. In this year, be on the look for all the people that God is connecting to you to bring you to where He wants you to be. God bless you. Have a fruitful week. And remember, you don't need to be independent. Depend on God and depend on the great people He has placed around you. God bless you. Shalom.
Thank you for tuning into this podcast. We pray you were blessed. Please follow Pastor Randolph on all social media platforms. We also invite you to fellowship with us here at Kingdom Ambassador Center on Sunday mornings from 11 a.m. at Unit 21 Millmead Business Center, Millmead Road, N17 9QU in Tottenham Hale, London. Our services are also live streamed on Sundays at 11 a.m. on our KAC Network YouTube page. We hope to see you soon. Shalom and God bless you.